Air Canada. Great name.
So I'm supposed to talk about the business side of things, and that might not be the most exciting thing for you guys to listen to. So I also have this special announcement at the end of what I'm going to say. So before I get to that, I thought I'd talk a little bit about our philosophy and what Jimmy and I really put behind everything that we've done in order to get to this place with the beginning. So in my career, one of the things that I've really focused on is setting goals that are maybe unrealistic. Setting unrealistic goals is something that will actually get you much further than you have ever thought that you could go. And in order to sort of illustrate that, I'm going to go to another sport that I really like. I watch a lot of basketball. I watch the Raptors. I'm a big Raptors fan. Any Raptors fans in the house?
Thank you.
So, next year, I will be able to illustrate this point by something Jimmy's done as the coach. But now I'm going to talk about what I saw last year in a game that the Raptors were playing where Coach Casey was on the sideline. It was the fourth quarter. There was like 0.6 seconds left on the clock. Raptors were down by two. And they had the ball, inbounding the ball on the sideline. And Coach Casey called over the two big players that he had on his team. He called DeRozan and Kyle Lowry over. He said, guys, like, we've got one chance here to really, like, to win this game. We only have one chance. And he said to DeRozan, said, if I give you the ball on the sideline here, can you inbound it? Yes, coach, of course I can inbound. But if Kyle runs around and does this pattern, can you hit him right here and make sure he gets the ball? They said, yes, coach, I can do that. And then he went to Kyle and he said, Kyle, if you get the ball in this position, do you have enough time to turn around, make the shot, and drain it? Yes, coach, I can do it. Okay, great. He got the buy-in. Is that realistic, though? If coach had gone back and said, listen, I've done the calculations. 0.6 seconds left. Here are all the stats. The stats will say, you know, there's a 75% chance that you can get it to Kyle. When Kyle turns around, there's a 95% chance that some big guy's going to stand over him like this and he won't be able to get the shot off because, you know, he's too far out. So you could go through all of those and say, realistically, there's a 7% chance that you're going to make that basket. If he had told that to the players, do you think that anything would have registered and they would think that they could do it? No. Right? So he had given them this mindset that they were just supposed to do these simple things and then they score. Right? So they go out there and the whistle goes. And DeRozan passes it to Kyle. He steps back, takes the shot, and he drains it. Game over. 3 points, win the game. That, to me, is a perfect illustration of, you know, what it means to be setting unrealistic goals. Jimmy and I have set so many unrealistic goals in the last 2 years. Who would have thought that Jimmy and I would be standing here today in front of you guys talking about a club that we're involved with, that we dreamt up? That was totally unrealistic if you had asked anybody who was around us 2 years ago. Right? We did that. In the same way that I'm going to stand here and tell you guys, Jimmy and I have talked about this. We're going to win the championship in year one. And we're going to do that by having, hopefully all of you, at our first game in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
So, what I'm really happy and excited to announce tonight is that we have just signed on with a transportation partner. They are called the Talk Group, and Rafi is here from the Talk Group. Rafi, can you put your hand up? There he is. I'm going to let Rafi say a couple of words in a minute, but before I go there, I just want to tell you that, actually I want to ask a question. Who's the season ticket holder here? Great. We've got season ticket holders. You guys are coming with us on a road trip, and it's free. We're going to have buses that go to Hamilton. We've got a section to ourselves. And anybody else who buys a season ticket is coming on this trip with us for free. It's going to be epic. Absolutely epic. First game ever in a new league. The stadium, we're thinking that it's going to be full. And they have 24,000 seats. We need a presence, right? We need a presence. That's why we want all our season ticket holders to come with us. So, sign up if you want tonight, or contact one of our sales reps and get the information that will, you know, our tickets, season tickets start at $199. $199 and you get a free trip to the free road trip to the first inaugural game. Really, really happy to have Rafi on board, and I don't know if you want to say a couple of words about why you decided to join us as a club, because we're super excited to have you. It's a York-based business, and they do all sorts of transportation solutions.
Really, really stoked to be here, okay? Before I get into the transportation partnership, I just want to tell you guys something that nothing ever brings me more joy than going with my kids to our favorite sport game, which is soccer. We've been to Manchester, we've been to Florence, we've been everywhere watching games. Nothing brings me more joy than our team winning and me grabbing him and us jumping up and down or crying when they're defeated or whatever. And to have something in our backyard, like York 9, is a truly dream come true. And then furthermore, for York 9 to contact us to be a potential partner, why not, man? This is amazing. The first thing I did is I ran home and I told my son, who's a soccer player, well, guess what? We're providing transportation for the new York 9 FC, and we're jumping up and down. So super, super stoked, guys. I'm really happy to be partners with York 9 FC. And we really want to see this thing going. And I'll tell you, this April 27th, my God, it's going to be, how many times do you get a chance to be in an inaugural game or something like this, like CPL 30 years from now? Hopefully I'm still around. we're going to look back and say, I was at that first game, man. We're at the first game of the CPL, and we're going to be super stoked about that. All right, guys, so congratulations.
Terrible weather, I'll hand it back to
you. Hand it back? Well, thanks a lot. This has been great. You guys. Good luck to you guys this season. I'm sure I'll see you at more pub events. Check KMPL.ca for all league news and your website for team news. But yeah, look forward to seeing you on Hamilton. So.